This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue workers searching through the debris of a collapsed condo building in a Miami suburb claim they heard sounds in the rubble overnight as officials on Friday raised the number of unaccounted people from 99 to 159 and then confirmed death toll from 1 to 4. Miami-Dade's mayor says 3 more bodies were pulled from the wreckage overnight. Another person was reported to have died on Thursday. A Miami-Dade fire official says sounds were heard in the rubble overnight, but said it could either be falling debris or potentially people tapping. Early Thursday morning, a large section of the Champlain Towers South condominium in Surfside, Florida, fell to the ground. Footage captured by a security camera nearby shows an entire side of the building suddenly folding into 2 sections, one after the other, throwing up clouds of dust. It's not known what caused it, although local officials said the 12-story tower was undergoing roof construction and other repairs. Emergency workers and residents combed through wreckage in southern Czech Republic on Friday after a tornado ripped roofs off buildings and sent cars flying through the air, killing at least 5 people and injuring hundreds. The tornado hit towns and villages along the Slovak and Austrian borders on Thursday evening, and a Czech television meteorologist says it may have reached wind speeds above 332 kilometers per hour or 206 miles per hour. One woman recounted taking shelter with her 11-year-old son after spotting the tornado minutes before it hit. She said, quote, "It was unbelievable. I saw a car flying and dogs flying." Officials said thousands of homes in the region have been destroyed. Czech TV reports as many as 7 small towns were massively damaged, citing an emergency services spokesperson. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 2 countries which had been successful in fending off COVID-19, Australia and Israel, reimposed restrictions on Friday as cases surged of the highly contagious Delta variant, which is also threatening Africa, Central Asia, and Southeast Asia. Large parts of Sydney entered lockdown, a shock for a population that had returned to relatively normal life after months with few local cases, as Israel reimposed indoor mask wearing less than 2 weeks after it lifted the measure, despite a successful vaccination campaign. Vaccines have helped bring down infections in numerous, mostly wealthy countries, but the rise of the Delta variant, which first emerged in India, has stoked fears of new waves of a virus that has killed nearly 3.9 million people. Parts of India on Friday saw tightened restrictions and warnings of a, quote, more severe third wave after the country recorded a third death caused by a new variant dubbed Delta Plus by the health ministry. Russia, Uzbekistan, and Fiji have all recorded rising infections caused by the Delta variant. Meanwhile, thousands of South African opposition activists rallied in Pretoria to demand regulators approve more vaccines and speed up the pace of inoculations to get people back to work and kickstart the economy. While Africa has so far been spared the worst of the pandemic, infections are surging at an alarming rate in at least 12 countries. According to the World Health Organization, about 1% of the continent's population is fully vaccinated, the lowest ratio globally. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the United States Justice Department will file a lawsuit on Friday challenging the state of Georgia's election law that imposes new limits on voting, saying that it infringes on the rights of black voters. The Georgia law also bans the distribution of water or food to people waiting on long lines at polling places, and one of a wave of new measures passed by controlled state legislatures this year, fueled by former President Donald Trump's false claims his November election defeat was the result of widespread fraud. Attorney General Garland says the lawsuit is the first of many actions the department plans to protect the Americans' right to vote. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on Friday called on Washington to lift restrictions on European visitors to the United States, as Brussels has done for American travelers. The European Union had its tourism sector devastated by travel restrictions in 2020 and has opened up to Americans who are vaccinated or offer negative COVID tests, but the United States has yet to do the same. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced hope Europeans would soon be able to travel to the United States during a visit to France on Friday. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.